Cholera, 1892. Who are the unlucky winners? Cholera is a bacterial disease, most commonly spread through water. When cholera sweeps through a nation, everyone is affected, both the rich and the poor. The New York Tribune in 1909 called cholera the worst disease. The first case of cholera reported in Russia was in 1823. There have been multiple cholera outbreaks. Today we will be looking at the seventh Russian cholera epidemic of the 19th century. Epidemics have been a part of human history for thousands of years, but one constant that almost all pandemics and epidemics have in common is when times are hard, people tend to always need to find something or someone else to blame. This is also how we got stories of mermaids and sirens, luring ship captains into the rocks. Because it's simply human nature to blame anyone but ourselves for our faults, or anything that we can't control. The targeting of specific groups is an old idea, and many different ethnicities, nationalities, and religions have been blamed over the years for the death and destruction that epidemics and other natural disasters have caused. During the Middle Ages in Europe, it was common to blame the Jewish people for whatever bad thing was happening to them. Jews were often accused of spreading the plague to the rest of Europe. This furthered many of the anti-Semitic views of the time. In the modern day, we can see this happening now with COVID-19. This time, the violence and hate is directed towards people of Chinese or East Asian descent. The question now is who drew the short straw in 1892? Who took the heat for this epidemic? We will look at what happened in one Russian city, Tashkent, located on the bottom left-hand corner of our featured map. In 1892, the spread of cholera was fast and deadly. It quickly spread from its original location in India to Europe and Asia and across the Atlantic to North America and beyond. Russia is one of the first places that cholera ravaged on its world tour. This was one of the downsides to its prolific trade with Asia. Cholera was by no means the first epidemic, but it proved to be one of the deadliest that Russia or the world would see. In 1865, the Russians took control of the city Tashkent, which is the modern-day capital of Uzbekistan. The Russian conquerors later separated the city into two parts, a Russian section and a Central Asian / Turkic peoples section. Looking at the map, you can get a good idea of the different types of people that live in Tashkent. Since it's an ethnographic map, each different color represents a different ethnic group. In this area on the map, there are lots of colors. This shows us that there are lots of different ethnic groups, including Russians, Uzbeks, Sarats, and other Turkic peoples. The Central Asian side of Tashkent had an uneasy relationship with the Russians. This particular region was already a little bit unstable because they had just come out of a famine into a pandemic. During the cholera outbreak of 1892, some of the ethnic Russians blamed the Central Asians, Uzbeks, Sarats, and other Turkic peoples, for the spread of the disease. They had a long-standing belief that Central Asians were dirty, and because of that, cholera was spreading faster within the city. This further increased the tension between Russians and Central Asians in this area. One example of ethnic tension manifesting itself in this time is the Tashkent cholera riot of 1892. It was believed that the Central Asian population posed a threat to the Russian control over the region. The tension really boiled over when Russian clerks, veterans, and an Orthodox cleric, seeing the Central Asians challenge imperial power, joined police and soldiers in cries of, "Brothers, beat them!" The attack extended to any Central Asian in the surrounding area. Battered bodies were thrown into the Angkor Canal. At least 80 were dredged up the following day. This event happened for multiple reasons, one of them being Russians wanted to establish colonial superiority over the Central Asian and non-Slavic populations. The Central Asians and Russians were very different. This sometimes made coexisting a struggle. The way that I'm trying to think about this area spatially is through this divide between the Asian side and the Russian side. The links that Russians would go to keep different ethnic groups and classes separate can be quite extreme. The idea connects into the idea of the map I chose for this project. This ethnographic map can tell a particular story about Russia through mapping people. This type of mapping can only be done in countries like Russia, with this level of diversity, the kind that you can't find in a nation state. You could ask the question, what does ethnicity really mean? If you're going to map something, you might as well know what it is. Is ethnicity the language, race, or cultural differences? Unfortunately, this isn't a simple question to answer, because the idea of ethnicity is extremely complex and is constantly changing and shifting as our collective perspectives of culture, both exotic and our own, evolve. But if you really want to boil it down to its most basic idea, it's being part of a culture or social group. Russian and Central Asian culture are quite different. One of the big differences between the two groups is religion. The majority of Slavs are Orthodox Christian, and the majority of Central Asian peoples are Muslim. It is also worth noting that ethnicity and religion don't always have direct correlation. Take this example. Ethnicity appears as irrelevant to the Islamic faith, and the two aspects of identity are kept separate. This is the case for Central Asian migrants. Religious freedom in Russia can be complicated. It was first introduced by Catherine the Great. Here's a quote from the Washington Post about a law passed by Nicholas II. St. Petersburg, March 12th. The publication of a decree by the Tsar providing freedom of religion and other reforms has produced a universal feeling of joyful excitement and is tonight the chief topic of conversation in every public resort. The Tashkent cholera riot of 1892 allows us to investigate the relationship that Russia had with the peoples that it conquered and the balance of power between the colonizers and the colonized. The cholera riots, in many ways, came from the ethnic and religious tension that had been building. The cholera riot exemplified and amplified interconnections as well as strains in local society.